USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he met with Republican members of Congress to discuss background checks for gun buyers.
A lot of progress was made, I believe, on the background checks and various things having to do with guns. We're dealing with the Democrats, and I think we're dealing very well.
Speaking at the White House on Thursday, the president also reminds everyone,
we'll see what can happen, but we're always protecting our Second Amendment. I want to make it clear. Our Second Amendment will be protected fully.
Forecasters believe Florida will get hit by a tropical storm over the next few days. The storm system will likely turn into a tropical storm by Saturday. And the NTSB is releasing a preliminary report on a boat fire that left 34 people dead off the coast of California. The report says all the crew members were asleep when the fire first broke out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, I'm so appreciative of all of the things that you've done in patronizing MyPillow. So is Mike Lindell. You've built MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and the inventor, wants to give back to you. You can get deep discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener special. Maybe you want Giza Dreams bed sheets. Maybe you want a MyPillow of your own. Maybe you want a MyPillow to take with you on vacation. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use my promo code USA, and remember, you got nothing to lose. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new radio listener specials. You get deep discounts on all MyPillow products only if you use promo code USA. And by the way, you can call 1-800-951-8175 and get the same savings.
A new report out has the details on where you will encounter the most wildfires. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A new report says more than 8.7 million acres burned because of wildfires across the nation last year. And a new report says California, again, faces the biggest risk of wildfires. The report says 776,000 homes are at extreme risk of being burned. No state is completely free from the threat of wildfires, but the 13 western states have the most risk. The L.A., Riverside, and San Diego metro areas ranking as the top three high-risk areas. More than 42% of residences at high to extreme wildfire risk in those areas.
General Motors workers are set to go on strike if an agreement is not reached between them and the United Auto Workers Union by Saturday at midnight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A U.S. attorney is recommending charging former FBI Director Andrew McCabe for lying during the Hillary Clinton email investigation. McCabe was a man who originally ordered the special counsel investigation into Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential election. McCabe is appealing the recommendation, but it was rejected by the Department of Justice officials on Thursday. With the latest from the recovery efforts in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The Bahamas has designated 2,500 people as missing 10 days after Hurricane Dorian struck the islands. The Bahamas National Emergency Management Agency said the Department of Social Services is compiling a register of missing people based on reports through the missing persons hotlines and other means. NEMA added that the list has not been checked against government records of people staying in shelters and that some people evacuated from Abaco and Grand Bahama Islands and they haven't registered with social services. Health Minister Dwayne Sands confirmed the death toll has risen to 50. NEMA said 2,043 people are being housed in shelters on the island of New Providence, adding that one of the shelters was at full capacity. Disaster Relief and Reconstruction Committee Chairman John Michael Clark also said there are plans to place 4,000 people in temporary housing in Marsh Harbor.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.